I'm Jerry Newberry. You're listening to the National Defense from Orlando, Florida. With us today is a very, very special guest, General Peter Pace, United States Marine Corps, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be with you today.
I got to tell you, we have opportunity to interview a lot of people this week, and I don't want to gush. I don't want to make it sound, you know, like that. But I was tremendously excited to hear that we were going to grab an interview with you.
Well, thanks. As I understand it, your program reaches out to an awful lot of great veterans and Americans, and to have that chance is a delight for me. Thanks.
You're here, of course, to receive the VFW Dwight D. Eisenhower Distinguished Service Award for your many years of I think distinguished quite covers it, but your distinguished service to our country, and you know, we're all looking forward to presentation of that award and hearing you speak tonight.
Well, thank you. As you would expect, I'm going to accept it on behalf of lots and lots of great men and women who made me look a whole lot better than I ever was. And I won't give you my acceptance speech right now, but I would certainly plan on focusing in on the troops who do all the hard work and make officers like me look much better than we ever were.
Well, I've had opportunity to hear you speak on a number of occasions, and that's the one thing that has always stuck out in my mind is when you speak, you talk about the troops and your obvious love for those serving.
Thank you. Today is the 18th of August, 2008. On the 18th of August of 1968, I lost four Marines in combat in a town called Lathop near Liberty Bridge outside of Da Nang. I'm going to speak about that tonight because Lance Corporal Chubby Hale, Lance Corporal Whitey Travers, Corporal Mike Witt, Staff Sergeant Freddie Williams, all lost their lives 40 years ago today. And they were following my orders in combat. I have never forgotten them, nor anyone else that I've lost in combat. So it's particularly poignant for me tonight to be able to speak about them, which I will, during my acceptance, because it was their sacrifice that made me understand the responsibility I had to serve the country for as long as I could. And I did serve for as long as I could. It turned out okay. I ended up being chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but that's not what the trip was about. The trip was about trying to repay and trying to serve my time in a way that did honor to their sacrifice. And the truth is, even though I spent a little bit more than 40 years in active service uniform, I still owe more than I can repay.
Well, you got me choked up a little bit there. It's I know what you mean. It's hard to forget friends we lost in combat.
Yeah.
You know, our men and women serving today, I don't have to tell you this, they're doing such a great job and under very, very harsh conditions. Being wounded, being killed, daily basis. I like to think America would like to think America appreciates them the way we do. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely know it. My own personal experience, both in uniform and out, is literally, even after since I've retired, literally every day somebody comes up and says, thank you for your service. When troops come home from Iraq and Afghanistan or wherever they are, in airports, if they're wearing the uniform, invariably someone will walk up and say, thank you for your service. It's much different than when we served in Vietnam.
It is.
And the troops were equated to the policy. Now I think the American public understands very distinctly the difference between what the troops who are serving the country are doing and what the policies of the country are, so that even those who do not agree with what we are doing overseas appreciate those men and women who are willing to sacrifice themselves to serve the country's cause. And I believe that the troops know that. I believe that's one of the main reasons why morale still remains as high as it is, even though repeated tours are the norm of the day. Because, one, the PSCs and Lance Corporals, when they are over there, see the impact of what they're doing. They understand the value of their sacrifice for the people in Iraq, for the people in Afghanistan, and most importantly, for their American fellow citizens. And having that knowledge of the good they're doing and being appreciated when they come home, I think for warriors is a feeling, a combination of feelings that is sustaining.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah, their morale is tremendously high, and it does make a difference to feel like you are making a difference, that it means something, that when you lose a buddy, his sacrifice means something.
It does. And look, even after 40 years, when somebody comes up to me and says, thank you for your service, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good about, you know, what I did with a good chunk of my adult life. I think if it feels good to somebody like me who's been around as long as I have, certainly for the young guys and gals who are out there really putting up with the strain of the war, that it means a lot to them to hear their fellow citizens say, thank you for what you've done for us.
So you're retired. How are you adjusting there? Are you keeping busy? What are you doing, hanging around the house, fishing, doing chores, or what?
No, I'm laughing because I'm as busy as I've ever been. But I think, you know, for somebody like me who has been on the go for as long as I have been, and to be the last 6 years, 4 years as vice chairman, 2 years as chairman, I could not just stop. Plus, I also feel like I still have more I'm supposed to do. And there's a difference in how I think about my life based on the fact that I know I'm just lucky to still be alive based on what happened 40 years ago. So for me, I tried to figure out how I could continue to contribute. U.S. militaries are best in the world for two reasons. One, we've got the best troops, and two, we've got the best equipment. I can no longer impact directly the troops, but I can impact the equipment. And so what I'm trying to do with companies that have the capacity is to explain to them the capabilities that our nation's going to need 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. And hopefully help them see how their company's capacity could produce that capability for our nation when it's going to be needed. And I find that satisfying. It's good business for sure,
mm-hmm.
but it's also very satisfying to still be able to use my life in a way that hopefully will do good for the troops.
Well, you know, 40 years of service in the military, and you're continuing to serve our country now, and you're continuing to serve the troops today and into the future, and you're a heck of a guy, and I'm truly honored to speak with you today.
Gary, thanks. I'm fortunate that the president has put me on his intelligence advisory board. I'm fortunate that the Secretary of Defense has put me on his policy board, so I get a chance at that level to use my brain, hopefully, to help craft ideas that we can provide to those leaders in a way that will help them. And I'm fortunate that the business community is interested in me and my ability to see what might be needed in the future and to help craft those opportunities. So life's good. Truth is, if I could still be on active duty, I would be.
Yeah.
But my time is gone from that standpoint. But I'm young at heart. You don't spend your life with 19-year-olds and not stay young and capable. So either that or you get run over. So I have a lot left to give. I want to continue to serve the nation in some capacity. The capacity I have right now is in the business world, and I'm going to embrace that as long as I'm supposed to be doing that.
I got a feeling you're going to be doing things for a very long, long time, and congratulations on receiving the Dwight D. Eisenhower Distinguished Service Award from the VFW. General Peter Pace, United States Marine Corps. I'm Jerry Newberry. You're listening to The National Defense.